I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to another episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno over this Christmas and New Year. Do you remember when Jess Thoby was announced as New England head coach? Let's go back in time.
Absolutely delighted to be here today to announce our new head coach, which is Jess Thoby. Just a little bit about Jess and why we appointed her. Jess has had a phenomenal career in netball, 16 years as a player, 15 years as a coach. She's coached not only our under-17s and our under-19s, but our under-21s as a head and assistant coach through two World Youth Cups. And more recently, she's acted as a technical coach for the Vitality Roses. So absolutely delighted, a huge wealth of knowledge and coaching ability. And also, we all know that netball is absolutely at Jess's heart. And we were very excited to offer her this head coach role. I know that potentially she might not have expected this to come her way, and we were absolutely delighted when we were able to pick up that phone and offer her this opportunity.
First and foremost, my initial feeling is I'm just absolutely honoured to be given the opportunity to lead the England Roses. I think in terms of what the next 4 years looks like, yes, I anticipate there may be some changes to what the player profile will look like of the team moving forward. But I'm also really confident that when we've just finished a World Cup, where in many other top nations you've seen people performing at their best at what everyone considers to be the end of their career, that hopefully, you know, given how successful the last few years have been, there may be a few players that actually are quite tempted to stay on board. But I'm also really excited at the talent that's already had the opportunity over the last couple of years to start coming through the ranks. I think we have a fantastic Super League, and I've watched a lot of the players develop through there. And I know that we've got a lot of young talent that's already begun to get exposure through this Roses programme, both in terms of competition and the camp-based programme. So I'm really looking forward to the fusion of what could be some senior players staying on board, which would be really positive, some that may need a break and might return. But in the meantime, it's going to be about investing all our energy in developing that talent that we're already kind of accustomed to internally, but it's about making them the next household names, really.
And how great a challenge do you think it's going to be, given that Fran Williams is probably the only debutant that turned up in the England squad? Thinking about the 2022, Australia seemed to be almost ahead of us with their really young squad that came in, average age 26. Is that something you're already thinking about, or is it like the present and, you know, the next year rather than sort of 2022 onwards?
Yeah, I think it's important to stay in the moment, but I'm under no illusion as to the task that lay ahead to make sure that we've got a squad that arrive in Birmingham ready. So I think this next 12 months is critical, but in a very different way to what the last couple of years has looked and felt like. It's been very focused on outcome and results, obviously in two big major competition years, whereas I see the next 12 to 18 months has to focus on how can I accelerate the development of and prepare the next layer of players to combine with those players a year or two out from the next major competition. And I'm pretty confident in both my ability and the ability of the Roses programme to put together an international calendar which will still expose the players to the competition that they need, so that they aren't naive come 2022. And I think in this World Cup we've seen other nations struggle against certain styles of play. I think we need to be anticipating what we need to expose these players to and why, and have a really clear purpose as to what that calendar needs to look like. The African nations have kind of risen, and four teams in the top eight is an incredible achievement. So I think, yes, we need to be wary of Australia, but I think what we must make sure we do is we're not blinkered to what some of the other competition might look and feel like come Birmingham. We broke the glass ceiling last year. We broke it for ourselves, but we broke it for a lot of others. So I think we've instilled belief across the global game now, and it's really important we stay one step ahead. So I'm up for the challenge, and I think the players in the programme today are also up for that.
Being a busy year for England netball, hasn't it? Why don't we look back at the time that Fran Connolly was announced as a new CEO?
absolutely thrilled, probably still in a slight bit of shock, and I feel incredibly privileged to be leading this sport now. I can't believe I'm saying that still. I've learned from the best, that's all I can say. You know, Jo was I have huge respect for Jo. She was a huge inspiration, and I worked alongside her for many years as director on the executive team before she became CEO, and then I worked for her for the last 4 years, and I've enjoyed every second. Really sad to see her go, but really excited about the opportunity ahead.
Maybe the kind of question that you don't get asked by the BBC and Sky, but was there an envelope that was handed over, it was golden and passed between CEOs, and when you opened it, say, for goodness sake, don't muck it up?
Not quite.
You've been involved in England netball for such a time. You know what kind of shape it's in, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've been with the business now for 18 years, since 2001, and I feel really honoured, actually, that the organisation has afforded me the opportunities that I've been given. You know, I've had the opportunity to build, to transform, to lead teams across the whole business, from grassroots up to the elite game, and connected with back office, so in the governance structures. And I think that allowed me to have the confidence going into this role and applying for the position, that I knew the sport so well, and I think hopefully that will help me going forward. I can effectively hit the ground running.
We've got schemes like B netball, walking netball, para netball, prem. It shows that it truly is a sport for all.
Yeah, and that's been our aim for so long. You know, our 10-year strategy is entitled Your Game, Your Way, and that's what we wanted to create. That was our aspiration, and we are nearly there. We've probably got a couple of markets that we still want to put some products into. We still think there's some audiences that we haven't yet reached. But in the main, you know, across different age groups and across different levels of ability, then we have a program for the majority of women and girls, and we are really proud of that, actually.
The important thing, englandnetball.co.uk, there's a session finder, so we can find out more information on that, can't we?
Yes, thank you. Lovely plug. Yeah, if you're interested in participating in the sport, head over to the website. There will be a programme for you.
Early days, but do you expect there'll be many changes to the business, how things operate?
Well, I think it's fair to say our direction of travel will not change. Our aspirations have been for a long time to be the world leading nation on the court, on the international stage. And, you know, we are so very close to that. The incredible performances on the Gold Coast and in Liverpool earlier this year. But we want to make that consistent. We want to be the top ranked netball nation and consistently stay there. So that won't change. We want to be the leading team participation sport for women and girls. And that's where we are at the moment. You know, we are the largest participation sport for women, and we want to continue to stay there, so we have to work hard to do that. And I guess one thing we've really tried to work on behind the scenes is financial sustainability of the business. We heavily rely on grant funding from government at the moment, and we want, moving forward, I'd love the legacy, or my legacy, to be that grant funding is a choice and not a necessity. We don't want to always go to Sport England and be asking for more and more funding. We want the funding to come from our own initiatives and to mean that we're more in charge of our own destiny. So I don't think in terms of the direction of travel those things will change, but I think in terms of how we do it, that will change, and that's because it always needs to. So whether that was Jo leading the business or myself leading the business, we've always tried internally to be innovators, to be trailblazers in women's sport, and so we'll continue to evolve, and we'll continue to put new exciting initiatives out into the marketplace so we stay ahead of the rest. We're just about to embark writing our new 10-year strategy. So a big priority within the new 10-year strategy will be arena development and lobbying and pushing hard, trying to get in on the early planning stages of facility development to ensure that netball has a stake in that arena once it's actually built. So we're in some really exciting early discussions with some new arenas across the country that will allow us again to take netball out to new audiences.
It's been great being with you throughout 2019. Plenty to come and look forward to in 2020. As always, you can send us a message on Twitter. We're at The Netball Show.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.